This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. A lot of good things happening. A lot of good, you know, even with this pandemic, the economy tanking, giving you on the left, right? I mean, with the economy tanking, everything else going on, we're going to be okay. Ultimately, we're going to be okay. We've been through worse in this country before. I mean, come on. The Civil War, right? The Revolutionary War. But I really need you to step up. All of you. Now, please don't write me an email that says, you know, when you were talking to the night, you know, you don't know who's working or not working. You don't know what people are doing and not doing. You're exactly right. But here's how it works. If it doesn't apply to you, then don't receive it. It's not aimed at you. It's not for you. But if it is, if you've been sitting on the couch, and you really haven't been involved or engaged because you think you can't be or shouldn't be or don't know how, all of us started from a place of not knowing how. When I got involved, listen, I didn't want anything to do with politics. My first call to be involved in politics was from a guy called Buck McKeon. Like, who is this guy? He had been a longtime congressman in my area. I had a computer company, and he wanted me to help seniors stay safe on the internet. And we set it up for him. We made it happen. We taught the class. That wasn't political for me. After a while, I started getting invited to certain things, and I ended up getting engaged and involved, helping to run or helping to be part of, work with campaigns that were running. And the next thing I know, I'm buried in the education world, not liking some of the things I see. And some fool says, why don't you run for office? I said, let me give that some prayer. You know, because that's what we all do. You realize that. When you want to get out of doing something, what do you always say? Let me pray on that and see what comes back. Anyhow, got the green light. Ran for office 3 times and lost. Hit it on the 4th time. Because I knew it was something I was supposed to do. So I didn't give up. I'm too stubborn to give up. So I got involved and have been able to make a difference. And not just because I'm an elected official, because even when I was an elected official, I was able to make a difference. I was able to build relationships. I was able to work with, yes, even Democrats at the time were much safer and much saner than they are now. So that's how you get involved. That's how you get engaged. That's how you make a difference. Get informed. I got to tell you, when I got into office, man, I was going to change the world. I was going to go in there and teach them how to do it. Well, you've got decades of doing things a certain way. And then there's laws that you don't know about. There's certain ways things have to be done. And you learn the hard way sometimes at first. You realize that you're one of five votes. In Congress, you see how things break down on a regular basis. But let's talk about the Democrats and how they love to run things. So the city, the city of San Francisco. I mean, these guys have all, you know, these are the ones that have set up safe shoot-up tents or shoot-up areas. They almost look like, you know, those porta-potties. So they're providing clean needles, right? And clean syringes, needles, you know, the whole nine yards. So that you can shoot up safely. They're even giving you illegal drugs in some cases so you can shoot up safely. Doesn't that make sense? They've always been lawless. And it's getting worse in these Democrat cities, counties, and states. But it's good news for druggies. If you can't afford your next fix, City of San Francisco, more than happy to provide it for you, free of charge, actually, and in a four-star hotel. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. If you're an alcoholic that can't afford a bottle of, you know, two-buck chucks, and San Francisco will make sure that you have enough to pass out. 1960, if you recall, when Fidel Castro took over the world-class New York hotel while in town to speak at the United Nations, by the time he left, the hotel was totally trashed. The Ritz-Carlton and other world-class hotels taken over by the government to house the homeless, they'll need to be totally refurbished when it's done. See, the city, the counties, the towns, whatever, the state comes in and says, look, you've got 300 rooms that are empty. I got 300 people sleeping in the street. We're going to fill those rooms, and we're going to reimburse you, whatever your nightly rate is. No, no, no. You're trashing the place. We can't throw them out. You won't let us evict them. And you're going to tell me or tell us that we have to take them into our hotels? Yeah, you want to throw out the federal police. Okay, yeah, I got that. It's solving nothing. They won't admit it, but it's solving nothing. Right? As a matter of fact, it's making all the problems worse. We'll find out more after the break. But, I mean, they never, ever really sit down, pencil things out to see how bad or how good something will end up. If you haven't seen your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We're almost back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, what you really want to do is, I know this sounds kind of weird. It's going to sound very weird. But you don't want to just take everything I say as gospel truth. You want to check it out. I mean, that's how I see it. Maybe I'm on drugs. I don't know. But I don't, even people I trust at no end, I check it out. And the because we all make mistakes. We all screw things up at times, right? I mean, seriously. So check it out. Head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of changes are coming in the next few weeks, but they're good changes for me. They're good changes for us. They're good changes if you listen to the show. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. If you head up to the website, please feel free to throw us a few bucks, hit the donation button, and or the, app. We have an iPhone app, an Android app. You know where to get them. Get them at the respective stores for iPhone and the Android. Pull them down. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. We're going to do some cleanup on those, too, coming up soon. A lot of shine is coming. So, anyway, we were talking about San Francisco and how, you know, they have the answer for everything. That's if you want to end up in a toilet. If you really want to take a prospering, healthy city, healthy company, and send it into the toilet, let San Francisco run it. Seriously. You know, it's really funny because they are having a mass exodus, but they're blind to it. Extremely blind to it. They think they're going to turn into a liberal utopia. Well, I can name you a dozen cities that were supposed to be liberal utopias, and you can't live there. They're problematic. How about I put it that way? Problematic. Right? Now, they've gone to the point where they've taken over hotels as the city, agreed to pay for the rooms and all that stuff. They are providing booze and drugs to the inmates that are in the hotels. These were people that were homeless to begin with. They didn't get homeless because of COVID. They were homeless to begin with. Many of them had some mental issues. So instead of getting them the help they need, the true, honest help they need, I mean, what a great thing to do. You fill the hotel up with these people, then you start putting counselors and people in there that actually could help them. But that would require a lot of thinking. There are drug-fueled parties there. There have been overdoses. There have been deaths. People have been beat up in the hallways. I'm not making this up. You can look it up yourself. You won't find it on mainstream media, but you'll find pictures. You'll find videos all over the place on this. You have young ladies being sexually assaulted. I mean, it really is pandemonium in the hallways. And there are many people saying, you know, I've seen it. This is bad. It needs to stop. The city officials reportedly secured close to 5,000 rooms at several city hotels. Now, remember, San Francisco, you can get a job at $165,000 a year doing what? Cleaning up human excrement and urine off the streets. There was a report that alleged that the city was providing alcohol, marijuana, methadone, and so many other things to these homeless addicts, the ones that were in the hotels, just to keep them quiet. The local government's using tax dollars to finance this. So your local government is using tax dollars, this is great, to go buy illegal drugs for people they put up in rooms to keep safe, supposedly. Now, these are world-class hotels. I mean, God forbid they think of going to, like, Motel 6 or something. No slight on 6, but a little bit different than the Ritz-Carlton, don't you think? Now, this is being written by a San Francisco reporter who says, man, this is a disaster. Now, these thousands of these homeless people have been housed in San Francisco. Now, a lot of the rooms were empty, granted. Why wouldn't they be? People are afraid to go. You can't travel. They're learning how to use Zoom and other ways to communicate visually. And Erica Sandberg, she's a City Journal contributor, she said the policy's been an absolute disaster. So when you think about this and you see what's happened, You got to scratch your head and say, are they not seeing it? Do they figure they're in so deep they can't get out? And the people who are assigned as disaster workers, right, these people used to be like librarians. How are they going to fix anything? Right, they were just paper pushers, administrators. They're reassigned to these hotels, and they're mortified at what they're seeing. You know, I'm really seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right, a news flash that just came in a little while ago. This is hilarious. Tommy Chong. Remember Cheech and Chong? Yeah. He's like, hey, CBD doesn't work. Go back to smoking dope. Oh, it's just funny, right? He says, one thing that people know about me is that I love pot, right? My wife jokes that I'm a walking drug test. If anyone under 30 recognizes me on the street, she assumes they like pot, too. They probably do, right? But as you know, his health fell apart, things started hurting him, he really started having some issues. But what I think is funny about all this, again, right? Where do you think this stuff comes from? I mean, at the root. Anyway, I am Joe, the senior host. A lot coming up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A coalition of 20 states and 15 cities and counties filed suit to block President Donald Trump's memo directing undocumented immigrants be excluded from the 2020 census count for purposes of deciding how many members of Congress are apportioned to each state, calling it unlawful. The Trump memo signed earlier this week said it will be the policy of the United States to exclude from the base aliens who are not in a lawful immigration status under the Immigration Nationality Act. People who have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID-19 can leave their isolation without receiving a negative test, according to recently revised guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Increasing evidence shows that most people are no longer infectious 10 days after they began having symptoms. As a result, the CDC is discouraging people from getting tested a second time after they recover. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, you know, you got to have some fun with this. I can't do this, you know, and just stay like hardcore on this stuff. So we have to be a little lighthearted at times. Got to have some fun with it. And, you know, California's the only place when some of these ideas crop up, some of these laws come through, and they do what they do, you have to sit here and say to yourself, how much dope did they smoke to get to this conclusion? I mean, you have a board of supervisors. You have an AG, a DA, and all kinds of things in the San Francisco area that should be going, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. To get 5,000 rooms for homeless people, most with mental or drug issues. And I don't say that in jest. You know what I mean. We're going to put them up in, you know, the Ritz-Carlton. Why? I don't understand why not the Motel 6. A lot of the motels in and around town would love to have their rooms full. They're going to put them in there. Then they're going to provide them with drugs, alcohol, and anything else they need to stay off the streets and stay in the room. And then I don't know if this is true or not, but I would imagine like you or I would have an issue. If the rooms are trashed, who's going to pay for it? The county of San Francisco, right? Or city of San Francisco. And then if they can't pay it, they declare an emergency, then the state has to pay for it. And who really pays for it if the state wants it, has to pay for it? We do in California. And then you guys across the country, when the state of California finds out that, well, they already know, that they can't pay for it, then who's going to pay for it? UCLA is going to help solve the homeless problem for its students. All right. I should be able to stop there, and you guys should be able to write a whole story around this. You won't. The administration is looking at this, at allowing students to live in their cars in the UCLA parking lots. Right. I mean, let me try that again. UCLA is trying to figure out what to do with its homeless problem. Now, there's no classes being held at these campuses. So why make them sleep in their cars? I mean, I'm sorry, but I think they should lock the place up if there's nothing going on, period, end of discussion. Anyway, so there's going to be no classes held on campuses, mostly graduate-level classes, and only a few of those. So students need to be at, why do students actually even need to be at UCLA? Do you know how many kids, young adults and kids, are taking classes online long before this whole thing with COVID happened? UCLA housing canceled many students. UCLA housing canceled many students' housing contracts to minimize population and density. They left a lot of students without housing, scrambling for an apartment in the state's most expensive neighborhoods. That's Trump's fault, too, I'm sure. And these preventative measures may rightfully protect Bruins from infection, but without alternative options, students might be fearing financial danger. Bruins is a sports team up there. Now, UCLA should take the opportunity to reconsider. I mean, think about this. They're going to put these kids, girls, females, sleeping in their car in a parking lot? Really? How do you think that's going to work out? UCLA should take this opportunity to reconsider the proposal and implement safe parking spaces on campus. Well, the plan, it fails to address the root problem, right? It's, again, another knee-jerk scenario that supposedly should fix this and take care of it, right? Get them off the streets, make it easier for them. It doesn't. They say it's just giving them, the administrators, time to figure out exactly how to end the student homelessness, right? But you guys are causing it to a degree. How much does it cost to live? You get a whole bunch of dorms that are empty. There's a lot of kids not coming back. You're going to lose 20 to 25% of your population right off the bat. So if you're going to bring all those kids back to the parking lot, why not open the school? Just trying to understand. For students planning to return to Westwood, which is another big campus area for UCLA, they may not be able to show up there at all. So here we have, God bless, California taxpayers footing the bill. They deserve it. We keep voting in these idiots. Or I should say they. I don't. I seem to vote most of the time for people that don't make it in office. Maybe I'm just voting for the losers, right? Not really, but you know what I'm saying. And it doesn't stop there. These people even get worse. Look at the Supreme Leader. He made a pronouncement, was it yesterday? He's going to now decide. Remember, we ran into this in, what was it, Michigan? Right? He's going to decide what you should eat and shouldn't eat. That's right. Governor Nuisance is going to decide what you can eat and what you can't eat. So, not a joke. The government of California decides if you're eating a meal or a snack. They're going to decide which is which. Governor Newsom's last lockdown order included closing bars unless they serve food. However, not all foods are food, apparently. You remember what I said to you? When they talk about racism, hate speech, and all this other stuff, you always say, define it. Because I don't trust you guys. Define it in writing. Now, what constitutes food? Now, You don't get to decide anymore. They do. So buffalo wings, fried cheese sticks, fried calamari, sandwiches, and salads are not considered a meal. God bless. But think about this. If you had fried calamari as the appetizer, or fried cheese sticks, right? You got a nice big sandwich. I'm not talking about a girly sandwich. One slice of meat, two pieces of white bread. That's not what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Double meat, triple meat, Subway sandwich, right? Ham and cheese, white American cheese, lettuce, tomato, lots of mayonnaise. What is the thing, like a foot long? And they had those kind of sandwiches at the bars. And then, I don't know. I guess you could have a side of buffalo wings. And I'm making you hungry, right? Because I'm making me hungry. And apparently that's not a meal. That could be lunch shaming, though, right? I mean, anytime you make fun of what somebody eats, how they eat, isn't that kind of like a shaming thing? Isn't that what they do? Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove, she took notice. She asked on Facebook what people thought. The governor of California now puts in writing what constitutes a meal. Right? What you can eat, basically, what and where you can order alcohol, and what you can eat along with alcohol. They all do it. I kept telling you. It's because they know what's better for you. Right? I mean, for all intents and purposes, they will tell you what's better for you. What works, what doesn't work, what's good for your body, what's not. Even though everybody's a little different, right? Come on, this is great. I love this stuff. Now, immediately following the governor's lockdown order ahead of July 4th, he had the Alcohol Beverage Control Agency issue guidelines on what is required to be considered a meal. So at this point in time, today in California, I'm sure it's the same in some other states. Can somebody explain to me, help me understand, what part of our life does he not, does the government here in California anyway, not control anymore? Because I can't figure it out. Food, where you drive, where you go, whether you're essential or not. Come on. Right? Although he hasn't told us what seeds we can buy or not buy, thank God. So I was here, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Coming up on the last segment, you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting me. You know, being part of the conversation, you really want to be part of the solution, right? No, really, sincerely, you want to be part of the solution. And you really can't do it just by looking at your Twitter feed. No, come on, really. There's a lot going on, a lot you have to pay attention to. This just in, but somebody just sent me this, which was quite interesting. Apparently, a judge has ruled, for now, that the Robert E. Lee statue, that the Virginia governor cannot remove the Robert E. Lee statue. And one of the reasons behind it, apparently, when the property was granted and given, right in the covenants, I guess is what they call it, is that they have to take care of. It says it right in the covenants. They can't destroy it. They have to take care of it. They have to treat it with the respect and the honor due. So the judge is going to hang loose because he's in a tough spot. I don't know. You know, we don't have all the information as to what happens if they take the monument down or they allow the monument to be destroyed. Do they lose the property? I'm just asking. I think it's kind of funny. But these are the things that nobody's reading, nobody's paying attention to. Right? I mean, you can't just go yanking these things down because you feel like they don't belong there, right? And they go voting on this. You know, this shows you that they don't pay attention to their own laws, their own rules. Because if anybody had read this thing, if they had read the deed, if they had read where the statute came from and what the expectations were, they would have known they couldn't simply just pull it down. Really that simple. This is not brain surgery. I don't know why people think it is. We overthink some of this stuff. That's what makes it a problem in some cases. All right, so this should scare you to no end. According to a recent poll, people who responded between the ages 18 and 30 were more likely to describe the founders of America as villains, nasty people. Millennials and Generation Z respondents were also more likely to call for the removal of statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and to approve the kneeling during the national anthem. You know why that is? Because we have failed them in the education world. The education world has failed these kids. They've got them believing that everything our founding fathers did was villainous, terrible, racist, white supremacist. Along that poll, it indicates millennials and Generation Z are more likely than the other age group. Now, the poll was conducted between July 12th and 15th. It says it was a random poll, national sample of over 1,000 registered voters. I'd like to know whether they were, again, Democrats, Republicans, what were they? What were the percentages? Ask respondents a variety of questions pertaining to their stances on an assorted political questions. They concluded all the questions with, in general, do you believe the founding fathers were better described as villains or as heroes? 31% of respondents under the age of 30 said they believed the founders were villains. Now, the statistics regarding this question trended negatively among the other age groups, with 23% respondents age 30 to 45, 10% of those age 45 to 65, and only 6% of them over 65. Now, again, I wonder what the ethnic makeup was. Seriously, I'm not joking. How do we know those people over 6% over 65 weren't professors for colleges? Respondents over the age of 65 constituted the majority of those who would call the founding fathers heroes. That came in at 77%. Part of it is because we've actually done our homework. I'm not over 65, but because we've done our homework. We've read, we know, we've been taught properly. Because these are the same people, this is the same age group that would justify and approve of the Antifa riots in an earlier poll that was taken. So these people calling our founding fathers villains are the same ones that think that Antifa burning the place down is fine. When these respondents were asked if they thought the monuments of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson should be taken down or allowed to stay up, the majority of those under the age of 30 were most likely to advocate for the removal. 30% of millennial and Generation Z respondents, they answered in favor of taking them down. As you move up, the numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller. Further, millennials and Generation Z respondents overwhelmingly favored the removal of the Confederate statues in comparison to other age groups. And I would guarantee you, as these young people, as they walk by these things, as they walk by the statues, seriously, I am sure they couldn't tell you a Confederate statue from a Union, Union. None of that. Right? I'm just amazed. And we ask them these questions. We want them to make decisions for themselves. Right? This stuff just consistently floors me. Consistently makes me stop and think. What have we done to our kids? Come on, think it through. What have we done to our kids? Anyway, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls out of there. There's so much you could do. You know, you want to hop on the website, you can also give me your email address. We send out one email a week. You'll know who's coming on the show, some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. You know, just a lot of things happening. It's a way to keep up what's going on. We got a lot of things, again, that'll be coming out. I sound like Trump now, right? We got a lot of big things, a lot of great things. Big, great, gigantic, huge things coming down the road. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate what you guys go through with me, that you hang in there. I think we have fun together. That's my own personal opinion, though. Hey, did anybody catch that Mayor Pete got a job? Really, think about it. It's an interesting job. I don't know how many of you keep... I mean, I love seeing stories about these people that pop up from time to time. He's hired by Notre Dame to restore trust in politics. Pete, who lied about so many things when he was running for office. This is how they think. He's going to restore trust in politics. Right? There is no way that man is going to be able to restore trust in American politics. Unless he starts off with, let me tell you about some of the lies I told when I was running for office. Right? He says, I'm delighted to join the academic community to pursue research on one of the most salient issues of our time, the nature of trust. In addition to the research efforts, Buttigieg will be teaching an interdisciplinary undergraduate course on the importance of trust. Yeah, but he's got to grow trust first, doesn't he? Or am I extremely confused here? Gotta love this guy. A 2018 Pew Research study found that 75% of Americans think that distrust of the federal government is just what it is. We're even finding out more and more as the days go on, aren't we? President Trump tweeted on July 10th that too many universities and school systems are about radical left indoctrination, not education. He's right. I've seen it. I've been with people that have been through the system. I've been with conservatives that have been through the system and have said, you know, that's it. I'm done. I don't want any part of this anymore, whatever this is. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when the president tweeted that too many universities and school systems, he's not kidding. If you think of the majority of the people, look at the numbers that we get around election time. When you find out well over 90% of the professors, the teachers, whatever, are giving money to the Dem Party only. Which is really kind of funny because these professors are supposed to be smart and learned people. Don't they know that the Democrats were a racist party? They started the KKK? Yeah, maybe they need to go back to school. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Appreciate your time with me. Don't do anything stupid. Check us out at therealside.com.